So.
Hello.
Hello.
Damn, my waveform. Jesus Christ, they're big.
What's up?
All these people out there. All these people out there. Yo.
Yo.
Yo, 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 yo. I got waveforms. I got waveforms. People are like, what the hell is... You still don't know what we're talking about because you need to have a...
Waveforms, man.
We're looking at computer screens and we're looking at our voices on, and they're making these waveforms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big one. It'll probably edit all this out.
All right, whatever. It's cool.
I don't even really... You know what?
What?
Oh, by the way, this is the Homeless Sexuals, and this is Blake from Stellar Maze. I'm nervous today.
Are you nervous? I'm kind of nervous.
I'm nervous. I feel like this is the fourth episode, and this is this girl over here talking. I don't know who she is. Her name is Erica. I don't even know where she came from.
You feel like all of a sudden you don't know me? What are you talking about?
Dude, I don't know a goddamn thing.
If you don't know me right now, you will never know me.
Oh, yeah. I heard that song. No, actually, I don't think that's what it is. What? You know what it is?
What is it?
Wait for it. You know what it is?
What?
You know, like, when you first start doing something and it's just like, it's spontaneous?
Oh, so now we have to try? Now it's forced?
No.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is that inevitably, she gets, like, the more you do something, it gets more, like, all this head shit comes up, all these, like you were talking about, like, when you wrote me that email about mind games, or your mind starts playing tricks on you.
Right, well, I just didn't want, I think too much into things, but by me saying I'm having...
You don't even fucking know.
No, listen. By me saying, like, by me telling you I'm having a blast, like, this is so fun, I don't want you then to think, oh, God, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, something is not right. I just don't want to do it anymore. But I am apprehensive to tell her or try to explain why I don't want to do it anymore, because it'll hurt her feelings. Like, I don't want you to worry about hurting my feelings if you don't want to continue the show for some whatever reason. Like, that's what I was trying to...
You know what I was thinking?
Tell you. What were you thinking?
I was thinking, like, Erica's going to leave the show at some point, like, when it becomes really, like, worldwide famous and shit.
Yeah. And then what? I'm just going to disappear? And then you're going to,
for whatever reason, you're going to... Because you're kind of a stormy person.
Yeah.
You know, you just, like, all of a sudden decide, fuck it, I quit. You've done this twice, at least. So, I'm thinking, well...
Well, you know what?
Shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
Okay.
You listen to me.
All right, continue.
So, basically, if that happens, then I'm going to get, like, a fucking... Like Erica Robot, I'm just gonna program it, and it's just gonna be you. And I'm gonna call it Erica Mark II.
Oh no, I'm not going anywhere. I've already decided that no matter what, I'm staying. You have to be the
one. Don't leave me, baby.
You have to be the one to kick me out. For me to disappear, you have to say it. I'm not going anywhere. I've already decided that. I've already gone through ups and downs mentally, and I have decided I'm not going anywhere. So I'm sticking around.
And then I was thinking about the flip side of it. I'm like, what if I want Erica to go somewhere?
Right.
And what she's like, I ain't leaving now.
Right. So, right, exactly.
I'm going to have to do something really bad, I guess, like kill you.
All right, go ahead.
Which is kind of like one of your fantasies anyway.
Well,
so
that's fine. If you want to kill me,
like,
that's fine.
I can't really do that because that's one of your fantasies.
Well, like, I deem you worthy of killing me. I just don't want to, like...
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to get, like, accidentally shot or something, you know. Right. If someone's going to kill me, they need to kill me. Do it right, you know.
And how would you like to be killed, just so I can make a future note of this? You want to be surprised?
No. Uh-uh. Because, okay, so...
Yes, you
do. This is so dark. Okay. I've never killed anyone, okay?
You need to bring that shit up.
All right?
All right.
But I can imagine that killing someone is a very intimate thing. Very intimate. Like... you know, seeing every emotion on their face and, you know, seeing someone in a state of struggling for their life. Like, that's intense. That's really intense. That's insane.
I'm getting turned on just thinking about it.
It's insanely intense. So
I'm thinking strangulation.
Yes. Yes. Me too. Because then you're touching. That's the first thing that popped into my head. You're touching the person,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
And you so feel there's them, that, and then you feel and, their and, pulse, and then you feel then, their pulse stop,
and then I feel you writhing under me,
right,
as you try to struggle from
right
the death, because you right. won't escape from it,
right? And then, you know, you see, you know, my face is gonna turn red, and I'm gonna struggle for air, and you'll see my eyes kind of look at
popping
you.
Out.
Yeah. Well,
they pop,
and they'll,
probably
and they'll,
popping out.
They'll look at you. I wonder what the eyes would probably look like. Oh, shit. I'm going to die. You know, you're like struggling for air. And then,
and then I'll fucking just take a knife and stab you in
right,
the fucking
well,
eyes. Like, I can't bear to see you
right,
fucking.
No, you have fucking, to be a strong killer. Be a strong fucking killer.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then also in
oh, yeah,
the
baby.
Eyes is like. Like a really emotional thing, like, Blake, how could you kill me? Like, why would you kill me? You know? So there's
you
that
think,
going
you,
on,
you,
too.
Do you think you would really be looking at me like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, tears.
That sounds very romantic, but I don't think that's how it would really be.
Well, it'd be a struggle.
But since I'm probably not going to do that, since you'll probably be sticking around.
Please don't kill me. We could just fantasize about killing each other. Don't actually do it, okay?
Or I could just vanish from your life and never talk to you again. Mm. And then you could fantasize about me. Be like, "Oh." and then you'd write me stuff.
Yeah.
And like every 6 months I would just like write like a period or something and be like, "Oh, there's a little something." Mm. There's still some
hope. What are you talking about? Are you talking
about you know what?
Yeah.
I'm talking about you know what. See, Erica. See, that's the whole reason the homeless sexuals, you know, because you have.
But see, you've said something very, very, very prolific when I consulted with you and I told you about all this. You said something that like blew my mind. It totally changed everything in my mind about what I thought about this other person. And you said you've created it this way. You have, maybe you keep seeking him out because he is unattainable and you don't want him. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you just want the fantasy.
Right, like, I keep reaching out. Like, if he contacted me back, I wouldn't be into it. I would be like, oh, you know?
And don't we all want fantasies?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
By everyone, I mean, all the people that are on my website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantasies are fun, you know, and it's they can be sexual fantasies, they can be not sexual fantasies, you know.
You know what I think I'd probably do?
What?
I would probably burn your eyes out with a cigarette.
Why would you do that? You're missing the soul part of it. You know, eyes are the window to the soul, you know? You're totally missing that connection. If you don't want that,
then that's fine. No.
I deem you not worthy, then, if you burn my eyes out.
Well, I just need a place to skull fuck you.
Oh, that's terrible. You'd have to take the eyeball out.
Dude, yeah, I know it's terrible. That's why you can never leave. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, I'm not... I, no matter what, eyeballs or no eyeballs, I'm not
unless
leaving.
Unless I want you to leave, and then
exactly,
then that'll be the other flip side we were just talking about. Because I know you, I know you're just gonna sit there and mourn, and maybe you'll do some more SoundCloud recordings to replace.
Are you
all
thinking
the ones...
about kicking me off the show? Now you have me seriously concerned, Blake. Do I need to be concerned?
I'm not thinking about it. Okay. I'm fantasizing about
it. You're fantasizing about kicking me off the show.
Fearful fantasies. And what if we get into this show? I mean, this show could be, who knows what the potentials of it are. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
You know, that's just where I always am. Yeah. Like, I don't know what.
Right, well, you can't know.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing when I do stuff a lot of times, it's like this unconscious impulse to do something. So I don't know what the ramifications of it are, you know, and I don't want to know. That's the point. So,
right.
So a lot of times I'm left in this state of, well, what the hell am I doing? Well, like my mind jumps in and it says, wait a minute, like, what the fuck are you doing now? I'm like, I don't know. I was just doing this thing that it made sense. And then now it doesn't make sense.
Does this not make sense anymore to you? Okay, basically the way...
No. It doesn't make sense in certain moments. It's kind of like if you're doing something, being led by your heart, you know, more than your head. Like, I don't calculate stuff a lot of times, so... Mm-hmm. Whenever I calculate something, like I'm going to do this thing, like write an article or speak to someone about something, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do. But when I'm in the moment, a lot of times I'm not confused because I don't have all these overlaid preconceptions about what it should be, which is great. That's the good side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm out of the moment, when I'm thinking about it outside the, like when I'm not doing, say this thing with you, whatever the fuck it is, when I'm not dreaming of you leaving, I'm not dreaming. I'm just thinking about it. Because my mind's like that. It says, "Well, what if we do this and then Erica leaves and then what? I'm gonna have to get a robot."
I cannot take those concerns away, and I totally understand them. And that's why after you share that,
I'll have to get my
show,
dog or something. I'll have to get my dog to talk.
Yes. You, after you put that first show out, okay?
I'm sad.
Like, you didn't tell me when you were going to, like, I just one day went to the site and I was like, oh, wow, okay, there it is. And and I was, and that's where I sent you an email. I was like, wow, you must trust me. You must have some level of trust to do that because I have fled a couple times. And, you know.
You did. You fled.
I did.
Like a little rabbit. And she ran like a little bitty rabbit. She's like, fuck you. I'm going back to my hidey hole, motherfucker. Fuck you. What the fuck? I don't need this fucking kind of stress.
Oh, God. I'm not going anywhere, though. Like, that's.
And that's the other side of the equation. I'm like, oh, shit. Now she's not going anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
You think too much. You think
I do.
Too much. You got to calm yourself. All we're doing is recording our conversations, and I think they can be funny, and I think they can be whatever they're gonna be.
They can be self-conscious.
Right, exactly. They'll be whatever they are, and there's nothing that needs to be thought about.
Okay. Whew.
All right,
load off my mind.
All right, don't think. There's nothing to think about.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So, do you have anything interesting to share? Oh, you know what I was thinking about?
What?
I did see that you were talking in the forum about, and you had mentioned to me and alluded to some relationship you just ended. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
I'm kind of curious about it actually. Now that you brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ruff, 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 ruff. All right. So yeah, it's. I can't believe it was 10 months. So anyways, I met this guy on Tumblr, okay? I don't even know why I went to Tumblr. I think I was on some other site last year, and it referenced Tumblr, like a picture, some, like, pornographic image or something that was from Tumblr, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna go to Tumblr and, like, check out some, like, dicks and tits and stuff. And so I did.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, people have... They have Tumblr, like, profiles and stuff, you know? And so you can, like things and you can share things. It's like a feed. It's like a, I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't even know what to compare it to. But it's, so anyways, you have your profile, okay, whatever. So then I got to this one profile that was owned by a dom, is what they're called. They're like dominant, you know, like dom sub stuff.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So, like,
I don't know if the listeners do. So it's good you're explaining it.
Okay.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Everyone knows about look it. Look it up. And so he was a dom, and he had lots of dom related things on there. I started a conversation. So, okay, I feel really. I just want to say right off that I feel good that I ended this. I'm ashamed that it took so long because, in a nutshell, I was using him. I was using him to get attention for the attention I was not getting from my husband.
Oh, my.
So, and...
Well, it's your husband's fault because he's not giving you attention, right?
I guess. You know, it's, I mean, like, stupid shit. Like constant attention. Just, like, constant.
So you were trying to find a dominator, a guy, right?
Yeah.
Is it a guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you want your husband to do things to you that he's not into.
Right.
Like, and you've tried to get him to do things like, here's, push my head against the wall and, like, fuck me really hard kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff?
Yeah, like it came out later in my psyche that it's just passion. It's just passionate. A passionate relationship, you know, it doesn't necessarily need to be like tie me up and slap me over the head. It just means passionate. So whatever comes out in that passion is what comes out, you know, like spitting on me or something. Uh-huh. Like that's
So you got involved with this guy and he was dominating you over the internet.
You know, we talked a lot about that. At first, the relationship started very, because he's married as well. And it started very like he was saying he had this awesome marriage, and it was more of like he was telling or talking to me about like how to incorporate little things in here and there that like will get him to eventually do dominating things or whatever. So it started like that. And then it came out where he's not happy in his marriage and
you lied to me. You told me you were happy.
Right. And so really this 10-month journey has been like me figuring out that I was using him because I don't love him in the way that he says he loves me.
Okay.
Oh God.
So somehow this happened over time.
Yep.
He fell in love with you, and then this is a pattern in your life, right?
Yes, it is.
Talk to me.
It is because I don't know what it is. All you have to say is I'm a straight man, and that is like something in me is like I need to conquer that, or I need that to like me or desire me, and so I do like everything I can for that to happen. And it's not necessarily that I like that person, and it comes across that I do like that person because I try to appeal to whatever they like, and that, you know, and it's just terrible. And remember way back when I said I wanted to learn the pipa, but the instructor was male, so I didn't do it because I thought maybe that I would try to flirt or do something stupid. So it's a problem.
No, I didn't know that, but okay.
Yeah. It's a problem.
All this information about you.
I know.
Are you trustworthy? Are you a trustworthy girl?
I'm getting there.
All right. It's kind of more fun when you're not, anyway.
No,
That's the double-edged sword.
Well, it might be fun to like people. Because
if you
that
become a
outside.
So if you stop doing that.
Yeah.
If you stop getting, like, if there's a guy and you're like, okay, I need to conquer him. I need to make him like me and fall in love with me, basically.
Right.
And then I'll feel satisfied with myself.
Well, I'll feel satisfied, like, when it's happening. Like, I feel like, all right, yes, like, I won that game. And then and then it starts to set in, like, holy shit, what did I just do? I don't like this person. Like, they're a cool person, okay? Like, we could be friends. But now they think that we have this thing and, you know, It's just a very high potential for me to destroy someone's life. And in turn, it hurts me inside because then I look at myself and I go, you are fucked up. Like,
Who, you?
Yes. Yeah. You know, like, why are you doing this? What is the purpose? What are you doing? And so I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to have online things. I don't want attention from people that I don't truly like. You know, or would like to see where that relationship goes. I only want to do that with people that I really care about. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So I'm changing, but that's my history.
I don't know how you're going to do that. That's what I'm listening more.
Well, I broke that off.
Okay, so you're married to your husband, and your husband is a straight male and a straight guy in general.
Yeah.
You want to talk about him? You want to talk about your husband?
Okay. I don't know what type he is. What type do you think he is? I think he's an ES something.
I think he's an ISTP or an ESTP.
Okay.
Because he's a what?
Yeah, I think he's I think he's an ESTP. Because he's definitely thinking over feeling. He's definitely sensing over intuition.
Yeah.
He's an extroverted person.
When you first described him to me, he sounded like, I'm like, yeah, he sounds like an ESTP. Maybe it. And then I was thinking more recently, he might be an ISTP.
No.
I don't know if he's introverted.
So, before I met him, he's been married before. 1 year he was married to some girl. Mm-hmm. So that ended. And so kind of even before he got married to her and after, he's a partier. He liked to go out to the bars and drink and hook up with chicks. And
is he very friendly, gregarious, yep, popular kind of guy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, the people at work have a nickname for him, and it's Hollywood, because he's like, I don't know, a mover and a shaker. He can work a room.
Is he a player?
No, he's very loyal. Very loyal.
Well, what I mean is, can he play the motherfucking bitches? Yo, come on. Can he get the girls?
I think there was a time he could definitely get the girls.
I don't mean now, because he's fucking old now, but I'm talking about when he was younger.
Yes.
By the way, if you guys are not listening to this shit, because, you know, it's this information is scattered all over the place. But so Erica's husband is how much older than you?
You're 30 almost? Yeah, I'm almost 30. He's going to be 54, I think. In April. Hold on, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Don't let your motherfucking jaws drop to the floor.
He's gonna be 53. He's gonna be 53 in April. Next month.
What year was he born?
64.
What's his birthday? April. I mean, what's his sign?
I don't even know, because that's
okay. When's his birthday?
April 30th.
Okay, so he's a Taurus dragon. Okay, like. He's born in the month, his sun sign of in Western astrology is Taurus, and he's born in the Chinese year of the dragon.
Okay.
So he's like 24 years older than you, almost.
Yeah, when we met, I was 18, and I was still in high school, and he 23 was 41. Years, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, and so that's
very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the hotness of us getting together, okay? It was like, I was 18, I was still in high school, and he was 41. So it was like, that's
hot. You got daddy issues. You got daddy issues. That's why. That's why you chose an older guy.
I guess so.
I think. I mean, so go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's not much to say. It was hot. You know, the idea of it was hot.
An older guy.
Yeah.
Why?
How
was it hot? Tell me.
Okay. Because
how was it hot, or how is it? How was it hot?
Because they're older. I'm a natural student.
I see.
So I like teachers. I like wisdom. I like so older usually has that. They usually know more. They've been through more. They can teach. They have wisdom. They're not stupid. Mm. Like, I'm sure my age group around 30, the guys are still stupid. So it takes them to be at least like 40 to get kind of cool. So.
Okay, hold on a sec. My dogs are outside.
Okay.
Hold on a sec.